This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We spent a bit of time yesterday reviewing Fed Chair Jay Powell's syntax during his post-meeting press conference in describing this economy and interest rates and where the central bank thinks things are going. Jay Powell, in exactly five words that he kept on using. Here's another one that was a close sixth on our list: resilient, as in economic growth and the labor market have been resilient, have held up surprisingly well in the face of the Fed's efforts to slow things down. Powell keeps using that word, but does it mean what he thinks it means? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
Fed Chair Powell said this in his prepared statement yesterday.
We are attentive to recent data showing the resilience of economic growth and demand for labor. Evidence of growth persistently above potential, or that tightness in the labor market is no longer easing, could put further progress on inflation at risk.
Powell is warning that the economy might be too resilient as the Fed tries to slow things down to fight inflation.
It's a good question. You know, it's like, resilient, how is this a bad thing?
Former Fed economist Claudia Sahm says consumers have kept on spending in the face of soaring prices and interest rates, which should have slammed their pocketbooks. Instead, they're driving economic growth.
And this is where the good news can become bad news, in that if consumers are still spending, well, businesses can keep raising prices. In the labor market, if there's all these job options, businesses are going to have to pay higher wages to get people back.
Powell's use of the word resilient caught the attention of economist Gary Hoover at Tulane University. He wondered if the Fed chair really meant
resistant as opposed to resilient, resistant to our old models.
Namely, fighting inflation by making it more expensive to borrow and hire workers. Instead, he says inflation is coming down without an economic contraction.
It is resilient. We have such a robust economy. Despite what's happening with monetary policy, we're going to be able to get through this thing rather spectacularly.
And here's where the confusion with resiliency lies. It's ambiguous, says economist Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union.
Resilience plays a dual role. If it was resilient when it was contributing to inflation, it was a bad thing.
But
right now, I think it is an unambiguously good thing, in that a soft landing is likely, certainly in the next year.
Now, Frick doesn't expect Fed Chair Powell to say that outright.
He always has to sound a note of caution. That's what Fed chairmen and chairwomen do.
But we can all still get a little excited to be living in a resilient economy. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.